producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day I marvel at the revolution that is life, the revolution that is consciousness in the universe. Some say that matter is God, that God is a manifestation, that creation is a manifestation of God, and that all life is basically like part of the compound eye of a dragonfly, that God is experiencing consciousness in his own creation through every facet of life and its experience, just like Google wants to mark and control every piece of matter and track it in real time to control it. God is matter. God is all life. God, that's why we're in the image of God, little g, able to build and create because we're made in the image of the Creator. And who can deny that that aspect of God is real, and then every other aspect you can imagine, because God is everything. There's no argument against it. I mean, your very DNA knows it's true. And, of course, some human limited perception of God up on a fluffy cloud reaching down like Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. Or is that Leonardo da Vinci? I think it's Michelangelo, isn't it? And I've seen it. That's all I know. And, you know, wow, I'll tell you, to be in the Sistine Chapel, it's amazing. It's so 3D. It's Michelangelo. I like Choron there, because that's who it's a copy of. The demons, like on the boats with the souls falling off of them, stumbling into the mud, swinging an oar, driving them off into hell. I tell you, man, it is a wild, wild world. I drive around in my car. There's all these low clouds today and the sun behind them. It just looked magic, and the trees and the birds and the life and just all of it is so amazing, every second of it. And I think about all these people that are so negative and just are so unhappy because all they do is watch television all day. All they do is live inside the system all day, when the system is a limited hallucination of the establishment and what their worldview of things is superimposed over our view of the world, which itself is a distortion. And so all I'm saying is there's different angles. It's like you're walking up a mountain path. You see a gorge this way. You see a waterfall that way. As you get up higher, you can see other mountains, other hills. As you get to the top, you think you see it all, but you actually see less in ways. And all I'm saying is there's different angles. There's different perspectives. There's different things happening. And so understand, the view you're given by the establishment is meant to limit your overall field of perception. And the ultimate sin, in my view, is trying to hurt the innocents and dumb people down before they develop, and to try to block the development of the species and all life on this planet itself, and to try to overtake that and to create something blasphemously ugly. And create's the wrong word, because the system doesn't create anything. They take the building blocks that were already there and then rearrange them in horrid designs. And the establishment argues, well, that's what a baby does when it's two, finger painting. It's ugly. But it's learning how to paint, and one day it becomes a Rembrandt, the Dutch painter. Or a Van Gogh, I guess another Dutch painter. Or a Monet, a French painter. But no, a baby's painting is beautiful. And it doesn't hurt anybody. What you people create, to quote Time Bandits, is 500 feet high, bright red, and stinks horribly. And has poison fruit dropping off of it that rots on the ground and turns into little pygmy goblins running around chewing on life. I mean, just, you know, it's horrible. It's terrible. It's cancer. So the globalists get it right. They're saying, We're cancer, kill humanity. No. You're cancer. You're projecting. You're cancer. Kill yourself. And I'm not saying kill yourself, but when you want us to kill ourselves and put that message out for us to self-destruct, give up, lay down and die, no, I want to just say, take your message back, kill yourself. Here, take that energy. You send it out. No. You kill yourselves.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Thorne.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. It's Paul Joseph Watson from London. We're going to be here for the next 58 minutes or so, or 52 minutes or so. Richard Reeves is in Iowa. On the caucuses. It's a little bit of Australian in there. Now, Paul Watson is hosting the fourth hour today from Her Britannic Majesty's England, London, and we appreciate him joining us, obviously, because there's a lot of this I didn't get to today because I think they're breaking my will. More mass rapes, more mass poopings in the pool with the raping, more mass stabbing, killing, just constantly by the precious migrants. French roads in a standstill because of it. And now Kurt Nemo has a story that I should have covered in more detail, where not just in Europe, but in the UK and also in the US, they're moving to, quote, block hateful speech against the little preciouses. So, Paul, I'm sure you're getting into that, the caucuses and so much more. But what do you think of Microsoft, with all its history of hanky-panky, running the Republican and Democratic sides of the Iowa kickoff caucus, and then already announcing Hillary as the winner? Your story's been on DrudgeReport.com today. So congratulations on your work on that. We go from Bernie Sanders talking about it last week to Microsoft calls Iowa for Hillary. Don't they get that that shows their bias and conflict of interest and impartiality even more?
Well, yeah, and the concern obviously is that this Bing technology that Microsoft has been using to predict these results has been deadly accurate in the past. They can't call it so well when it comes to sporting events, but for things like the Academy Awards, the no vote for Scottish independence, and according to the article, the outcome of more than 95% of the US midterm elections back in 2014, they were almost deadly accurate. So the fact that Microsoft has created the app that will tally the votes, I mean, the Sanders spokesman rightly was paranoid and complaining about that last week. So it is a concern given how close Iowa is between Hillary and Bernie Sanders.
I'll tell you what I like. Human-animal splice chimeras are now BBC top news every few days, MIT. Stuff that we talk about, Microsoft and election manipulation, this isn't their first go-around. They're involved in machine software. Now that's mainstream news. Saying that the Zika virus could be from the mosquitoes engineered, that's now mainstream news. Paul, almost everything we talk about a month or even a week out now becomes mainstream news. That's very exciting. And I'm not trying to brag about InfoWars. It's happening for other alternative media as well. But at what point do they become the dead dinosaur follower media? And at what point do we become the dominant media, the liberty-based media, the open-source media? Because we go with everything. We research everything. We're not just one little cult with people with teleprompters and, you know, the rest of it. I mean, what would you call this whole media battle that I'm going to punch out unless you take over?
Well, they've still got the control in terms of the narrative is unified. So you have all the different networks pushing the same narrative. But if you look on an individual level, I mean, for example, I put out a video about the migrant crisis during that whole week where the CNN and everyone was freaking out. Hungarian camera woman trips up a migrant, and it was like the shocking top story for a week.
Good
Meanwhile,
Lord.
They're pelting rocks at Hungarians, robbing people, you know, raping people, hijacking people's cars.
It outrageous!
Yeah. So I put out a video just on a backup channel, and it got 2.2 million views showing that footage. You know, I put out a video about 3 weeks ago, the rape of Europe, about the mass molestation in Cologne. It got 900,000 views. Most CNN shows aren't going to touch that. So
that's right, and we've got reporters like yourself every day with all the videos we put out. The average video, say, you know, 50, 60,000 views, many of them 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. We're all just beavering away, dominating them in the numbers. We can say InfoWars is as big as CNN globally right now because their viewership is low, but their internet is still huge. Drudge is surpassing them. Just CNN itself, but he's bigger than the New York Times, Facebook combined. Drudge is much bigger than that, and we're smaller than Drudge when it comes to internet traffic itself. I mean, that's got to really freak them out, Paul.
It does, and that's why they're starting to censor comments. And why is that a big deal? Well, because studies have shown, scientific studies, that the comments below news articles sway the opinion of the reader. Now, I called this about 2 years ago in a video I made about it.
Yeah, you said they're going to start censoring comments. The truth is, they're more read than the article. That's what drives people. So if they do cut out comments, they're just killing themselves. And that and sites that do that do kill their traffic. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're killing themselves. So, you know, it's their domain to have on their website what they like. It's, you know, it's private property. But once you impose that hypocritical form of censorship, which is what it is because they're censoring one side of the debate, then it's suicide for these websites. And admittedly, 2 years ago, you know, Popular Science was doing it because they said it made it harder for them to indoctrinate their readership to accept dogmas about man-made global warming. Now The Guardian's doing it. I'm going to get into this later. In their, quote, comment is free section, I mean, for months it's been a meme. Moderator has deleted your comment. Moderator has deleted your comment, down for literally 20 comments in a row. Now they've announced they're just going to get rid of them altogether, basically, on news articles about Islam, about immigration, and these kind of subjects. So they basically admitted defeat. They're saying we're only going to preach to the choir. Only people who agree with us are going to read our articles to reinforce their beliefs. So their audience is going to dwindle and people are going to flock over to us because we're the true commons of free speech and free open debate.
And by the way, that's not us acting. I agree, Paul. I'm going to punch out here in a moment, but I wanted to talk to you some because this is the only time we get to talk. We're both so busy. It's a fact that we reach billions of people every quarter on social media alone. We have the metrics back there. It's a fact we reach 28 million people a week with all of our audio, video, and news and radio platforms. And it's growing exponentially. It was 22 million, you know, just 6 months ago. It's a fact that we're having this huge effect and have the Pentagon and the White House countering us. We're beating them, but they're openly saying they're losing the info war and that they want to shut us and others down. Drudge has been told this as well. So do you think they'll be successful? Because I really think they won't be, Paul, if we resist and speak out and if the public realizes the fight is now because the genie's out of the bottle. People now understand the paradigm to a certain extent, those who are thinking folks, that I don't see the system being able to reverse this.
Well, you can just look at what's happened at Twitter over the past couple of weeks. A number of top executives of Twitter have stood down. Their stock is plummeting, and it came right on the heels of them banning and unverifying people, for example, who spoke out against Islam, against radical feminism and all these kind of issues. So people are actually stepping down. Their sure. stock price is plummeting. They're losing. They're losing audience share. Twitter can't attract new people. But again, the risk is, as Drudge said, all our content gets segregated into these internet ghettos like Facebook. And then they say we're going to censor people who are violent and hateful towards minors.
So Drudge is absolutely right. We have to have our own platforms that we promote that has the base info like Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, WorldandDaily.com, DailyCaller.com, Breitbart.com. We have to have those. But then we have to then infect, in the globalist words, all the other platforms and promote there, but know they're going to try to shut us down. But listeners need to know, when they send a link or send a video or retweet a Drudge tweet, this is a war, folks, toe-to-toe with censors, toe-to-toe with people trying to put communists in as president of the U.S. I mean, this is serious. And then I saw the German government said, it isn't Muslims raping in Cologne. That was today. The level of lying is so stratospheric, I don't think governments realize how much they're discrediting themselves. I mean, on one hand, they have computers that can predict the future now of mass movements, but they don't know that if they brought in 5 million radical Islamics that people get pissed off?
Well, that's why they're predicting mass civil unrest in Germany. And if they can import these huge crowds of people, of Islamists, who then pressure to pass hate speech laws, then they can use those to change the internet. We've already had feminists going in front of the UN and saying, people who say we suck or you're a liar, they should have their internet access cut off. So it's going to be introduced via those laws, which then put pressure on ISPs directly to cut off internet access. So that's where the free speech war is.
And
right
just
now.
As Drudge warned last year here, a few months ago in studio, it's 2016. They're coming for the free speech globally. Zuckerberg's meeting with the Chi-Com leader on how to censor the web. Here, people go, well, don't be on Facebook then. They're coming for us next. We're here at InfoWars, but we're invading Facebook with millions of readers a day and millions of videos being watched a day. Millions. So the idiots out there, the trolls mainly, that want to act like we shouldn't be there, they're the establishment. They can't stand the fact that we are squatting at Facebook and YouTube. They can't stand that we're using their platforms while there's still some free speech to get the word out, Paul.
Yeah, and you look, and it always backfires. When Facebook censors somebody, it's the Streisand effect. It always makes whatever they said bigger. You can look at the Bosch Forstin, the guy who drew the Prophet Muhammad cartoon back before the Garland attack. Facebook suspended his account for posting a cartoon of Muhammad. It became a big news story. Now more people than ever have seen that cartoon. So it always backfires on them. And that's the positive.
That's the key. Listen up, folks. Being on the field is victory. Resistance is victory. Even when we lose, we win. Like the Alamo was a huge loss, but a big win. fighting is victory. Standing up to tyranny with the proper message is the way we stop them. We force them to censor us. We force them. We come back. They censor us over and over again. We just come back and back and back and back and back. We never give up, and we're winning against the enemy. They're scared. Paul, I'm going to hand this over to you. Great job, folks. I didn't plug properly the last hour. We got to fund this operation. Not just spread the word, but buy our products. Knockout, one of our best nutraceuticals. Normally $19 is $16 right now. It's got L-tryptophan. It's got the melatonin. It's got all of it in there. 15% off. It's only a 24-hour sale. Folks say it works amazingly. Works great for me.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
They will not force us. They will stop.
Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, as Alex touched upon in the previous segment, we've got more migrant crisis news breaking at Infowars.com. And literally, it's every day. It's a deluge. I mean, I'm trying not to appear obsessed with this, but when every day you have major reports out of major European newspapers about this issue, they have to be communicated. They have to be translated into English language because the content continues to be shocking. Look at this headline on Infowars.com right now. German government to spend 600 million euros housing migrants in Berlin hotels. The German government is set to spend 600 million euros housing migrants in upmarket Berlin hotels at a cost of 18,000 euros per refugee, while the city's 10,000 homeless population will remain on the streets. That's right, the government in Berlin is actually in secret negotiating a contract with a major hotel chain to put up 10,000 migrants into 3- and 4-star hotels, while Berlin's 10,000 homeless population remains on the streets. According to a Frankfurter Allgemeine report, the Berlin Senate is negotiating with the hotel chain over the longer-term leasing of 10,000 hotel places for refugees. Grand City Hotels provide 22 hotels, which will include Holiday Inn and Wyndham properties. The 10,000 figure is noteworthy, given that it equates to the homeless population of Berlin. Now, they've literally brought in 80,000 economic migrants, most of whom aren't Syrian refugees, into Berlin alone over the past year. So they got 10,000 people on the streets homeless. They bring in 80,000 economic migrants. And now they're going to pay for 10,000 more to stay in 3- and 4-star hotels at taxpayer expense. They could have solved Berlin's homeless problem 8 times over. And this is how they spend the money. The cost for each migrant will be 50 euros a night for the hotel. That's 18,000 euros for each migrant per year, just the hotel costs alone. And will include a, quote, all-inclusive program of care and integration. Quote, since the Senate is reportedly interested in a multi-year term of the lease, it would amount to a volume of at least 600 million euros, a source told the newspaper. And again, this newspaper went to the government to get a quote from somebody, and they responded by saying, you're not supposed to know about that. That's not public, because they were conducting this secret no-bid contract to strip out any competitive aspect with this hotel chain. The deal is attractive to the hotel chain because the government would guarantee an occupancy rate of 95% compared to the usual figure of 60 to 65%. So these hotels, they were going to be 30-35% empty on average throughout the year. Now, thanks to this government contract, they're basically going to be full of migrants. The same kind of migrants who were out on the streets on New Year's Eve, not all of them, but many of them, raping, molesting, stealing from the women of Cologne. Of course, the feminists in Cologne responded to that by visiting the city's largest migrant center. Did they protest? No, they handed out roses and apologized for xenophobia. So now the German government's paying 600 million euros in taxpayer money to house these refugees. Again, 80,000 asylum seekers arrived in Berlin alone last year, part of the 1.1 million that has flooded into Germany in 2015 alone. In other words, Berlin could have completely solved its homeless problem 8 times over, yet will instead use taxpayer money to fund accommodation for non-Germans flooding in from the Middle East and North Africa, which will no doubt please the German Green Party politician who got up in front of the parliament a few months ago and bragged about how wonderful it was that Germans would be a minority in major German cities within 30 years. She said that was, quote, a good thing. And that will, this program will accelerate that process. Critics allege that the deal is wide open to corruption and abuse because it was conducted secretly via no-bid contracts. Again, we weren't supposed to find out about this, but the German newspaper uncovered a source and the details were revealed. Authorities in Berlin have already confiscated 50 gymnasiums just in Berlin alone, as well as office and bank buildings to house migrants arriving in the city. And again, top psychiatrists are saying that Angela Merkel is having a breakdown. Mass protests in Germany against her. We got a video of that in this article. And again, more craziness coming up. Wait until you see what's coming up in the video after the break. This is the 4th Hour Live, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You're back on the 4th hour of the Alex Jones Show live, and as Alex has mentioned previously, we've got a 24-hour flash sale at InfoWarsLive.com where you can get 15% off Knockout. This is the sleep support formula at InfoWars.com, 15% off. For the same price as some supplements that only contain melatonin, Knockout includes valerian root extract, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan, and other key ingredients. And it's available with 15% off just for the next 24 hours at InfoWarsLife.com. We've also got Deep Cleanse is back after selling out. The all-in-one cleansing formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It's our fastest-selling InfoWars Life formula yet. we keep selling out for weeks and months at a time. So instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades of scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Deep Cleanse combines the power of concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, and many other cleansing ingredients. So that's Deep Cleanse and Knockout, InfoWarsLife.com. Again, 24-hour flash sale, so be sure to take advantage of that offer, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, before the break, I was talking about this article. The German government is basically going to spend 600 million euros of taxpayer money to house, quote, refugees, many of whom are just economic migrants trying to get on European benefits, in 3- and 4-star hotels in Berlin. They're talking about taking 10,000 migrants and putting them up in these hotels. Meanwhile, Berlin's 10,000 population of homeless people will remain on the streets. So again, it goes back to that argument. You know, even if we had socialism, we can't even have direct socialism. They could have solved their own homeless population 8 times over, given the amount of refugees they brought in over the last year. 80,000 in Berlin alone. They're using gymnasiums, they're using disused office space, banks that have shut down, and they simply run out of room. So now the government of Germany is doing a secret no-bid deal with this hotel chain, who are completely happy with it because they're going to have 95% occupancy for the foreseeable future, to put up these 10,000 migrants, initially just 10,000, maybe more to follow, while Berlin's homeless population remains on the streets. Again, they would rather take care of these economic migrants than actual German citizens who are struggling, which we've seen before with government housing in Germany. People being kicked out of government housing, Germans, in order to make way for these migrants, 1.1 million of which have arrived in Germany over the past year. Now, staying on that issue, you will remember back in September we had this story. German schools ordered girls not to wear short skirts to avoid offending Muslim migrants. Schools in Germany are ordering teenage girls not to wear miniskirts or shorts so as to prevent attacks from Muslim migrants who may be offended by such attire. So this was a Pocking, Bavaria school. Again, they had a gymnasium set aside for the migrants. It was right next to the school. The headmaster sent out a letter to the parents saying, if you don't want your teenage daughter to be attacked by these migrants and sexually molested, you better tell her to cover up. Maybe wear a burqa. Maybe that will do it. Doesn't help the Muslim women in the migrant camps. They're still being raped and molested. So we've had schools telling parents that they need their children to cover up for months and months. And now we have this. A town hall meeting in the German town of Bad Schlemmer, and we've got the video we're going to play in a second, where they've got a mayor of this town up in front of a packed audience in this town hall. And a grandfather is basically saying he's concerned about his teenage granddaughters being attacked, being molested by these migrants who are staying in the nearby school or staying in a building nearby the school. The mayor responds by saying, don't walk near the school. He then says, basically, cover up, don't let your teenage daughters wear skimpy attire. So imagine the outrage if a prominent official had said, you know, just cover up. It's not the rapist's fault that this mass molestation is happening. It's your fault for not wearing the right clothes, for wearing miniskirts, blaming the victim. Of course, feminists would be completely outraged. Not feminists in Cologne who are giving migrants roses in the biggest refugee center in Cologne, which almost certainly contains some of the same rapists who sexually molested women in Cologne. So this video is in German, but I'm going to translate. I'm going to talk over it. So let's go to this video now. So the grandfather says, I have a question regarding the school, about physical education in the school gym. My granddaughter, she's under 10, and it also happened in a nearby town. The girls have been harassed by the refugee children, the asylum seekers. again, this is the town hall. They get harassed from the windows of the shelter and things like that. He's talking to the mayor. How will this be in the summer when the schoolgirls wear less clothing? Mayor says that's easy. Just don't provoke them. Don't walk in these areas. Now the audience starts to go into an uproar. Oh, in your own country. You can't even walk in your own city anymore. So they're in uproar, they're catcalling, they're booing the mayor because he basically said, these girls shouldn't be able to walk in their own city. They shouldn't be able to go near the migrant camp because they might get molested by the migrants. So it goes on, who the hell elected you? Basically it turns into a massive shouting fest. And the mayor, towards the end of the video, they call for him to step down. He goes on to basically say, it's technically not necessary for the girls to walk there. There are alternative routes for going to the school. So he's saying that these teenage girls should not be able to walk past this area, that the parents should discourage them from doing so, and that that's the only way to prevent these molestations from these migrants. Not that there's an issue with importing the migrants in the frigging first place. Not that there's an issue with having to train them not to molest women, like they're doing in Denmark and other countries. But no, it's the German people's fault. In fact, in this video, the mayor goes on to say, oh, Germans sexually molest women all the time too. What's the big deal? So he's actually blaming it, just as feminists did in Cologne, on the German people, saying that they need to have their daughters cover up, maybe wear a burqa, that they shouldn't go near the refugee centre that's near their school. Again, we've had top officials in Germany saying that the mass molestation of women in Cologne, what's equally as bad as that, is, quote, right-wing conservatives leaving comments on internet message boards critical of migrants. This is the reaction from prominent German politicians and mayors to these molestations of women, to this rape epidemic that has swept Germany, that is being covered up by the police, admittedly in their own words, so as not to legitimize critics of mass migration. So now you've got people are basically in uproar. I mean, I talked about it earlier. Top German security experts have warned Merkel, if this policy is not reversed, it's going to cause mass civil unrest. But the response of the German government has not been to significantly scale back this program. It's not been to address the fact that they've now got a rape epidemic sweeping the country. It's to ban people on Facebook, ban Germans on Facebook from making comments critical of migrants. And we saw what tone that took in the Netherlands. This wasn't hate-filled, violent speech being made against the migrants. It was somebody, for example, in a Dutch town who said that he thought his government's refugee policy of allowing these refugees into the country was a, quote, bad plan. Those were his words, a bad plan. What happened? He, along with other people in that one town alone, got a home visit from the police who warned him as to his future conduct on social media. So they're not clamping down on the actual migrants molesting women, molesting young girls. They're clamping down on people who criticize it and people who criticize that policy in the first place. Now, if you go watch this video, and it'll be up on Infowars.com later, again, just total uproar in the crowd, a packed house in this town hall meeting. The mayor is blaming the German people for this problem and saying your daughters shouldn't go near the refugee center and that is the solution to the problem. Just find a different route to get to school, because if you go near that place, they might molest you. And by the way, it's your fault because you didn't tell them to cover up enough. Completely outrageous. We continue to see examples of this day after day after day. Over in Austria, RT reports, Austria to deport 50,000 asylum seekers by 2019 will offer 500 euros to those leaving voluntarily. So now the taxpayers are having to pay to house them all. The taxpayers are going to have to pay to make them leave. 500 euros apiece for tens of thousands of migrants that they've let in now realize that they're being overwhelmed, and now they're trying to convince them to leave. Austria plans to deport 50,000 failed asylum seekers within the next 4 years after Vienna MPs last week approved a bill toughening admission policies for migrants. I think 50,000 is realistic in terms of a number to deport, Austrian Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz stated. And you can see his comments in this article. Last year, Austria had 90,000 asylum applications. The number is too high for a small country. Measured in terms of population, it's the second highest in Europe after Sweden. So now they're finally beginning to realize that this is changing the makeup of the society. Just like in German villages of 100, 200 people, they get overwhelmed by an influx of 1,000 migrants. Of course it changes the village. These migrants have nothing to do. They're hanging around on the streets. They're intimidating women. And people are up in arms about this. While the German government desperately tries to find buildings, gymnasiums, disused office warehouses to try and house all these migrants. It's falling apart very quickly, and it's only going to intensify as we move towards the summer, because they've already lowered the drawbridge. And even though critics, including Infowars.com, have been warning that this would happen for months and months and months, it's only intensifying, and yet the solution is, oh, let's just blame the German people and say, stop making xenophobic comments, cover up your daughters in burkas, and that's going to solve the problem. Completely outrageous, but it continues to worsen day by day, which is why we continue to cover it. Switching gears, though, we touched upon it earlier when Alex was on the air. Websites are now making moves to ban comments entirely, to censor online comments in response to news articles. Now, this is an issue that I covered a couple of years ago in a video. And why is it important? It's because scientific studies have shown that the online comments made in response to news articles sway the opinion of the reader. That's why the likes of The Guardian now, and in fact Popular Science 2 years ago took steps to do this, are outright banning comments on certain subjects. Got this article out of Breitbart.com. The Guardian shuts down reader comments as the left's war on dissent continues. The Guardian has announced it will close comments underneath articles on race, immigration, and Islam. The reason, according to the ultra-progressive newspaper, is that such topics attract a, quote, unacceptable level of toxic commentary. The Guardian's new policy stipulates that comments will only be opened under articles covering those topics if moderators have the capacity to support the conversation. Now, as I said before, The Guardian has become notorious for deleting comments which disagree with the progressive, or regressive as it actually is, dogma of the article itself. It's become a meme. You know, comment deleted by moderator, comment deleted by moderator, comment deleted by moderator for 20, 30 comments in a row. That became a meme on Twitter a few weeks ago. Now they're just saying they're going to go ahead for certain topics like Islam and immigration and not allow any comments whatsoever. In the section of their website called Comment is Free. That's the hypocrisy of this. You can make the argument that, you know, it's basically private property. They can allow what they want on their own website, which is true. But don't then claim comment is free and that it's a fair commons and that it's a balanced debate. Because it's not. It's censorship. And it's done because, as I said, it's proven that comments sway the opinion of the reader. And if you go to some of these articles, the content of the article is so often trashed and annihilated by people in the reader comments. They don't like that. They don't like other people seizing control of the narrative. Just as the BBC and CNN went nuts for a week over the Hungarian camerawoman tripping a migrant, like that was some massive human rights abuse. Yet they don't show the migrants attacking people. They don't show the rape epidemic before Cologne. They don't show any of this because they're trying to steer the narrative that this migrant crisis is all about poor Syrian refugee families, which overwhelmingly the facts show it's not. So it's all about steering the narrative. And now the Guardian has come out and said they're just going to ban comments on these subjects altogether. We got this article from Infowars.com by Kurt Nimmo on the same subject. Corporate media closes down toxic comments on migration, Islam, gender and race. He points out, in the past, government and corporate control of media effectively stifled mass political movements. But with the advent of the open internet, this has changed. The elite have reacted to this newfound freedom by formulating regulations and proposing laws. In September, the globalist United Nations Broadband Commission for Digital Development released a worldwide wake-up call and proposed social media, quote, proactively police every profile and post, and that government agencies only license those who agree to do so. So again, it goes back to what I was talking about. You have these two feminists, Zoe Quinn and Anita Sarkeesian, get up in front of the UN and say, we need to stop this hate speech. What they define as hate speech is people disagreeing with them on Twitter. That was the example they used. They said people who say you suck or you're a liar, that's hate speech. Government should put pressure on internet service providers to ban those people from using the internet. So this is way beyond Sopra and Pippa. This is a massive end run on free speech. But as we talked about with Alex, it's going to blow up in their face because you have the Streisand effect. If you try to censor something, it only gets bigger and bigger. And it's just going to send more traffic to websites that allow open and free debate on the current affairs of our time. They're going to lose their traffic. We're going to gain more traffic. We're going to regain more power to steer the narrative. So they're in a complete bind. They don't know what to do. They're resorting to tyranny and censorship. It's going to blow up in their face. We'll be back. Final segment of The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ooh, Lord, I'm trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, I'm trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lord, I'm
trouble so hard. The fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with breaking news at Infowars.com. Before the break, I was talking about these new efforts by leftist media websites to censor comments, to remove the ability to comment on their news stories entirely because people are shifting the narrative. They're, God forbid, disagreeing with the author of the article. And that ties into this article out of the Daily Caller poll. 91% of Americans aren't worried about global warming. As Iowans prepare to vote for presidential candidates, a new poll has surfaced showing once again that the vast majority of Americans don't rank global warming as the most serious issue facing the country. A YouGov poll of 18,000 people in 17 countries found only 9.2% of Americans rank global warming as their biggest concern. Only Saudi Arabians were less concerned about global warming. So again, we had Popular Science 2 years ago killing comments on their website because they said that it was making it harder for them to indoctrinate people about global warming. Which means, of course, people were in the comments disagreeing with the crap that was written in the article. With, you know, Al Gore's predictions of an ice-free Arctic by 2014, for example. So we can't have people reading that. So they basically just killed their comments. Now we've got a new poll, 91% of Americans aren't worried about global warming. So again, they're completely failing to control this narrative. Got another article here out of Gateway Pundit. Sunni cleric tortured and murdered after denouncing ISIS. The lifeless body of Yemen's top Salafi cleric in the southern port city of Aden was found disfigured Sunday hours after he was abducted following an anti-extremism sermon, security officials said. So basically this top cleric was extremely brave. He came out with a sermon denouncing extremist Islam, denouncing ISIS, denouncing Al-Qaeda. The very next day he was kidnapped, tortured, and killed. Again, this goes back to the point I've made in my videos. Extremist Islam is upheld by so-called moderate Muslims. We've shown the footage of people at conferences where prominent Islamic speakers get up and say, why is the media framing the idea that stoning women to death for adultery is bad? You know, throwing gays off buildings is bad. And that these are extremist Islamic beliefs when they're not. When moderate Muslims have these beliefs. And then if you look at the Pew Research polls into Muslim attitudes and into Sharia law, you will see that vast numbers, the majority in many Middle Eastern and North African countries, support Sharia law, support stoning women to death for allegedly committing adultery, support throwing gays off buildings, support executing people who leave the faith of Islam. These are what we call moderate Muslims. So now this brave Yemeni cleric comes out with a speech denouncing ISIS. The very next day, he's killed by moderate Muslims. Election news out of Breitbart.com. Pat Cadell, we're in a pre-revolutionary moment. Citing new data just received today, longtime pollster Pat Cadell called this year's primary a pre-revolutionary moment, and I think we've passed into something bigger, he added. So again, you've got the elite petrified about Donald Trump because he's a loose cannon, whether you agree with his politics or not. They don't control him. He's funded his own campaign entirely. The Davos elite are petrified. Top Bilderbergers are coming out and saying we've got to stop Donald Trump. And now pollster Pat Cadell is saying that this is a pre-revolutionary moment. Even if you disagree with Bernie Sanders, he's on the other side of that. Again, they don't control him. They don't control Trump. The elite is petrified as to what's going to happen in 2016. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Iowa caucus coverage tonight. Stay tuned for that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.